Call to order, municipality of the District of St. Mary's Committee, the whole meeting today is Wednesday, September 2nd, 2026. It is 17:01 hours. I have roll call, please.
Bowler.
Here.
Here.
Counselor Beaker.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Tibbetts.
Here.
Also in chambers tonight is the CAO, Leslie McFarland, Marion Fraser, Director of Finance and Treasurer, Janelle Fleet, Municipal Clerk, and by special attendance, Kelsey Reese, our REMA, who will be giving a presentation. Are there any additions to the agenda as presented? Hearing none, I would call for a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Counselor Tebow.
Second.
Seconded by Counselor O'Connell. All those in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. Before you have the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting held Wednesday, July 15th, 2026, are there any errors or omissions to the minutes as presented? Errors or omissions? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Is there any business arising from the minutes? Hearing none, we will move on to number 7, correspondence. We have the from the cruiser report submitted by the RCMP. We've all received a copy. The only big comment I will point out is how honestly pleased I am about how community focused our local detachment members are for events at the school and throughout our communities. I think it's really great that these men and women put out a lot of time, and it's just not police work as you think it really is. That contributes a lot to public safety. Next, you have a letter from the Sonora Community Center for a drinking well project. It is a request for funding. You've all read it. I would entertain a recommendation to turn this over to staff for investigation as far as practicalities and a recommendation to come from that. I see Councilor Beaver's nodding his head.
I will make the motion for that recommendation.
Okay.
And I'll second.
Councilor O'Connell. We'll just turn it over to the staff and come back with a brief report. Oh, yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Everybody was nodding their heads.
Yeah. Looking down.
Next, you have a communication from the environmental assessment about the Harbor Hills Wind Project. It says it's just being sent back for more information. From what I had gleaned, there were some things lacking in their application, and they were asking for more information, and that's all I really know about it. That's all they really told us. Mm-hmm. And we also have a thank you letter from Nick Spears. So that was nice.
Cute.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice.
And that brings us to number 8, presentation, REMA coordinator, Kelsey Reese. And I will turn it over to you, and I'm going to give you a fair warning. You got to keep hitting that button, because I just noticed mine went out again.
I noticed that last time I was here, too. Mm-hmm. Try this again.
Mm-hmm. Try it again. There you go.
So not so much a presentation, but just a remote update for everybody, because I haven't been here for a couple council meetings, and with the summer, it's been pretty busy. So all 3 municipalities passed the second reading of the bylaw middle of July. So that is all done. It's been sent to the minister for approval and signatures. Shared services agreement is signed, and everybody has the wet copy of that. Our first executive committee meeting, which will be the warden and the counselor Bieber attending on this 10th of September at 2:00. It'll be in Goshboro, and then we'll be rotating between the municipalities for the meetings after that. First planning committee meeting, that'll be like RCMP, EHS, DNR, Red Cross, any other partners that we'll be dealing with during an emergency. That'll be scheduled for the 24th. And again, those ones will be held between the three municipalities every 2 months. So there'll be some elected official training. This was not in my report because it only came to the dates last week. So our consultant will be putting on elective officials course. It'll be a 3-hour course. We're hoping it'll be November 26th. And then the executive committee can determine a time and a location for that next week. And I'll get the dates out to you guys as soon as that's confirmed, if that's okay with you guys. And afterwards, feel free to give me any ideas on times and stuff that works best. We have training starting for staff on the 17th and the 8th. So everybody from St. Mary's here will be attending September 17th. That'll be a 8-hour course for emergency coordination center training. And then there'll be position specific 3-hour courses held on October 20th, 21st, 22nd. And then we will be looking at a mock disaster at the beginning of December. Let's see what else. Been working on our all hazard plan and all of our contingency plans. So those will be coming to council as soon as the executive committee sees those in November, as well as our emergency coordination center activation checklists and all that stuff. What else are we at here? One thing I'm going to ask from you guys is we're looking for outreach to do within the community. So if you have any community groups, senior groups, or anything like that you'd like us to attend to talk about emergency preparedness or stuff, please reach out and let us know. We are definitely want some input from each of the regions for that. Yeah, go ahead, Leslie.
Either you or Janelle could send an email reminder to council to formally ask you so we don't forget.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know which would be better. We can do that, I guess, just to make sure we gather it.
It doesn't have to be like, you know, an event. It can just be, you know, just people that have gathered for bridge on a Tuesday afternoon or something. Obviously go sit down and have a cup of tea and have a nice informal chat with some of the locals and anything like that. We're always open for, we want that community engagement. We want to be in the community. So anything you guys can bring forward, that'd be great.
And I just have one more suggestion on that. Just to say that what we've been finding is really good is if we go to things where they're already meeting and they have a standing, like the Oldsters or whatever it might be. And if we go where they're already gathering and those kind of opportunities. So if you know of those in your district and you want to suggest those to us when we send this email out, then we can gather that information up and get it back to Kelsey so that you can plan that.
Our socials will soon be starting up for Indian Harbor Lake, for Port Beckerton and my area.
Sure.
In your area.
I was thinking of the seniors complex, but
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So for coordination purposes, we'll go through you.
We're gonna have Janelle's gonna send an email. I'm gonna ask her to each of you just to ask you for ideas from your respective district.
Yeah.
But I just giving an idea,
yeah,
a suggestion of things that you know that are already happening, gatherings or whatever, where that might be appropriate.
Sure. Yeah. That sounds great.
Okay. Yeah.
And even if there's big events that are happening and you'd like us to attend, it could just be me. It could be also be the outreach with Department of Emergency Management is always willing to come to those as well. So if there's anything happening within your communities you'd like us to attend, just let us know.
We always have our community market at Saturday.
Okay.
So that's a good place to set up a booth if you want.
Perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do that. That's all I have. And I'm going to open it up to you guys for questions or anything like that.
This training for elected officials, they do understand that many elected officials have day jobs?
Yep.
Okay.
So when we meet next week, we can discuss the time and the location for that. So if it is at 6:00 on a Tuesday afternoon, that we can make that work.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, not everybody's retired.
Yeah. You looked for the gray hair, didn't you? So just a follow-up question from the warden's question. So this is training for elected officials.
Yes, it'll be your roles and responsibilities whenever we activate and where, how like declarations of state of local emergency would work and terminations of those. And then how public interactions and information would be relayed between our public information officer, you guys, and the CAO. It'll be about 3 hours.
And Kelsey, the ideal goal is to have all elected officials attend it at all possible, just so that we're well prepared if we get to.
So it'll be all elected officials from here, Guysborough, and Mulgrave, sorry, in one location at one time. So it'll be 18 people.
Maybe we can have a joint meeting.
Snacks.
Snacks.
There will be snacks.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll be there then. I know the warden is free food.
Make sure it's full of sugar for you.
Thanks, appreciate that. Thank you, Kelsey. That's.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Other matters business. We have staff report. Looking at the pages here. And it has to do with November 4th committee of the whole meeting being moved to November 2nd, mostly because the NSFM conference would be during the 4th. This is not an uncommon occurrence. It happens every year. Anybody have any questions? Okay, then I would be looking for a motion to move November 4th to November 2nd due to the NSFM conference.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Councilor O'Connor, the deputy warden, all those in favor?
Aye.
And speaking of which, registration's open for the conference. And we actually got in on time to reserve rooms. So if you want to go, you will have a place to go. And the second staff report is about the accessible washroom at 16 Main Street. And I'm going to let you talk about this.
Thanks, Warden. So we know about this project. We've had this project around for a little while. It is a carryover project in the 26-27 capital budget. And the project has $43,923 in grant funding, as well as $22,627 in municipal capital funding. So as you know, we have a municipal standing offer for engineering services with Straight Engineering Limited. That was done back in 25-26. So we awarded that contract to them. And then therefore, through that contract, we awarded the design to them for this work that has to be done to ensure that the washroom is designed to meet all the accessibility standards and requirements of legislation. So they have come back with a design, a fee for a design, of $9,000 plus HST. And that would be to provide their engineering design as well as tender ready drawing documents so that we're able to go straight out to tender. We do have to have this project completed this fiscal year in order to complete the requirements of our grant funding. So we want to move as quickly as we can on this. It is mostly inside work, so it should be fine to get it done. But we do want to get going on this as soon as possible because it is a carryover project already. It aligns with the municipality's inclusion plan, of course, which was approved in May. And there's a number of things like improved lighting, press door openers, grab bar, slip resistant flooring, and even an adult change table. So it allows us to, I think, have our first municipal fully accessible compliant washroom. But since it's our public washroom in the public space, I think that's a great place to start. So here we're looking for council approval to go ahead and award to Straight to complete that design. And that would allow us then to move forward with the public procurement. So the recommendation here is really approving the engagement of Straight to provide engineering design and procurement services for an accessible washroom at 16 Main Street for a fixed fee of $9,000 plus HST. And then we're also just requesting confirmation of direction that we would then go ahead with the public procurement once we have that design completed.
Councilor O'Connell.
Yeah, quick question here. I know that you said the funding was for mainly accessible, the accessible washroom work that's being conducted on the inside of the building. I was wondering if there was any opportunity to consider or support an outside camera for a number of reasons. One, security and safety. One of the biggest complaints I get is the, I guess you could say, vandalism to the building. And I'm just wondering if that could be, if not in this project, maybe a separate project.
I'd like to suggest that we take that away and recommend that we look at it as a separate project, just because there's a lot of considerations with cameras in public spaces and our policy around that. So I'm not saying it's not a valid need, but we did do some work on that, and there's a lot more we need to do to be able to start looking at cameras in public spaces such as that. So I think for now we want to make sure we can proceed with and complete this. There might be something we can do with a mock or a dummy that we can take a look at that might have the same deterrent effect, but rather than encumber it with the policy work and the legal side that might have to be looked at there, because again, taking images, that gets us all into gathering images and why we're doing that and the whole assessment process that has to happen around that. We looked at that even around cameras, that body worn cameras, and there was a lot involved with that. So I'd suggest that that's something we can take away as a separate thing to look at, but it wasn't already in the scope of this, knowing that there's some other considerations. I'd be just concerned that that's a significant issue. I am aware that there's been, lots of different things happening down at that facility. But again, it's a question of doing this in a measured way so that we get this project done at least in the short term.
Okay. And
it's not a no.
That's good, because that's the biggest complaint I get is safety and security. And also vandalism. Yes.
I think that's a valid point too. I mean, if we're putting money into this and we're putting more money into it, what's the sense of putting all this money if it's just going to keep getting? So I think it's definitely worth something like looking into. And I do understand that we need to finish this project, especially with the grant funding, but moving forward, I think.
I think this came up one other time, but the camera idea, it was concerning for privacy. There was a privacy element in that. And with that came up here.
You could just have one in the general parking room. Just say it's in the parking
room. Not in the bathroom.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Sorry, I should have clarified that.
But even just outside, sometimes they say privacy is a big thing right now. So which is not a good thing sometimes.
Do we have a policy on the camera use?
Warden, I'd just like to, if council wants to ask us to take a look at that, that's something we can take a look at.
Yeah, I was going to add that to the. Right. Do we have a policy on camera use? Those.
And all of the above.
Yeah. All right. CAO has made a recommendation that we approve the engagement of Straight Engineering Limited to provide engineering design and procurement services for an accessible washroom, 16 Main Street, for a fixed fee of $9,000 plus HST. So somebody to make that motion.
I'll make that motion.
Deputy Warden Malone, second.
I'll second.
Councilor O'Connell. On that recommendation, all those in favor say aye.
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 Then we have staff direction to proceed with the public procurement for the construction phase of 16 Main Street washroom and return with recommendations to council. Would somebody move that? Anybody?
I'll move that recommendation.
If you want more.
I'll second it.
Counselor Tivo, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
And then addition, just to review the possibilities of security cameras for that area. Anybody?
With the addition of adding the review for security cameras in there.
Counselor Beaver?
And policy.
I'll second it.
Counselor O'Connor, all those in favor?
Aye.
There, recommendation and two directions. After that, we have 10 in-camera contract negotiations and personnel matters. Be entertaining a motion to go in camera.
The motion to go into camera.
O'Connor?
I'll second that.
Counselor Tivo, all those in favor?
Aye.
It is 17:22, and we are going in camera. With the big hand. On the motion of Deputy Warden Malloy, seconded by Counselor Tivo, we are now back in open session. It is 19:29 hours. We have three recommendations. First is recommend the council approve the revised scope of the Director of Economic Development position with a 2026-27 salary of $85,770 to $105,713. Do I have a mover?
I'll move to
second.
Counselor O'Connor and seconded by Counselor Beaver. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion recommendation is approved. Motion's approved. And we have another recommendation that authorized the CAO to undertake a public procurement process for professional consulting services to support the development of a community benefits agreement framework for the municipality of the District of St. Mary's, including the option to obtain additional advisory support related to future community benefits agreement discussions and negotiations as required. Do I have a mover for that?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Counselor Tivo, all those in favor?
Aye.
It is approved. And lastly, we have a motion to direct staff to come back to council with recommendations regarding updating previous proposed Cochran Hill Gold Mine Economic Impact Analysis. Do I have a mover for that?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Counselor Beaver and Counselor O'Connor, all those in favor?
Aye.
That motion is approved. This being the end of the agenda, it is 19:30 hours and the meeting is adjourned.